Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, yes, it's just that kind of Thursday afternoon. It's beautiful, and you heard about this cold front that's going to come through here next week, dropping temperatures during the day into the 70s. Wow. I know, I love this time of year. But hey, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. We're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. And if I have time, I'm going to get to some of your comments on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I love some of these comments. And again, I if you haven't joined us yet, I would love for you to become part of it. You know, you're part of a lot of other Facebook pages or social media sites. I would love for you to be part of the Scoot on the Air Facebook page because I need you. I need your comments. I need you to comment on some of the comments that come in from some people who just make bizarre comments to some of the things that we post. And sure, you know, you can comment whatever your opinion is on what we post, pictures, videos, whatever. You can comment on what we post, but also read some of the comments and comment on some of those comments. Don't be afraid to express your opinion. You just stand up and be bold and comment on some of the comments. That's when it gets to be a lot of fun. Well, we talked about it on the show yesterday. I'm really excited that the Saints have selected rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback. You know, watched him. I thought he was rather impressive in college, and I was excited when the Saints drafted him. And as I mentioned yesterday, it just seemed like, compared to Jake Haener, Rattler just offers just a little something extra that the Saints need right now at quarterback. And I would love to see the Saints finally work their way toward having a running quarterback. Now, you don't have to be a running quarterback to be a successful quarterback and to win in the NFL. But it's an exciting element. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be interesting if offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak actually calls some plays for Rattler to run. Because, you know, offensive coordinators and coaches call more plays for running quarterbacks to actually run the ball And sometimes he may run, and it's not like he's scrambling for his life. So I'm excited. I think a lot of people are more excited about the game because Rattler is starting. All right, we have a lot to get to, but we've had some people on hold, and we've got just a lot of calls to get to. We've got some text messages as well. So let's just get to some of your calls right away. Oh, actually, I've got a couple of things to do first. We will get to your calls here in just a moment. Now, there's good news, or it's bad news for some of you, but there is news out about U.S. inflation. Inflation fell in September to its lowest point since it first began surging over 3 years ago.
The Labor Department says inflation continues to fall. Consumer prices rose just 2.4% last month compared to a year ago. That's down from 2.5% in August and the smallest annual rise since February of 2021. If volatile food and energy costs are left out, so-called core prices remained elevated last month due to the rising costs for medical care, clothing, auto insurance, and airline fares. Overall, the September figures show that inflation is steadily easing back to the Fed's 2% target, even if it's been an uneven pattern. I'm Shelley Adler.
Yeah, so this is good news for some. It's bad news for others because there are people supporting Donald Trump who want the news to be bad because then it's more likely that there's going to be a change. I mean, I think Kamala Harris will be a change from Joe Biden because she's not Joe Biden and she was vice president. She wasn't in charge of everything that people think that she was in charge of. So either way, both of these candidates represent change to a degree. But again, there are many people supporting Trump who do not want the economy to be good. Now, do presidents control inflation? Not really. We've talked about this extensively on the show recently. And you can go back through history and see that quite often inflation was rising when an incumbent president was trying to win re-election. If presidents controlled inflation, why would incumbents not control inflation to have it go down every time there's an election year? And that has not always been the case. All right, the news is not so good for unemployment because unemployment did spike in September.
Jobless claims last week hit the highest level in more than a year. They jumped by 33,000 to 258,000, the most since August 2023. Analysts say it's likely not because of a broader job market softening, but rather because of the Boeing machinist strike and Hurricane Helene. They note big jumps in unemployment benefit applications across states Helene most affected, including Florida, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Okay, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Bob.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
I was watching one of the MAGA-friendly channels, and they had Donald Trump on, and he was complaining about the federal response to Helene. And he said that during his administration, all of their responses were beautiful. They were wonderful. And I just figured out why Biden's response was not beautiful or wonderful.
Why?
We had a dock worker strike and a run on toilet paper and paper towels. So Biden couldn't stop by the local Walmart on his way out to the airplane and pick up three or four cases of paper towels to throw out of the helicopter as he flew over the devastation in North Carolina.
Like, yeah. Trump,
you remember when he threw the stupid paper towels in Puerto Rico?
I remember that.
That was a beautiful response.
Yeah, didn't he at some point, didn't Trump sort of imply that he made some reference that Puerto Rico was like another country?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is, but it's still part of the United States.
Well, he probably flunked a course on geography and history. But that's all I wanted to tell you, Scoot. I got it figured out why Biden didn't throw him out.
All right, Bob, I appreciate that observation. Let's go to Baton Rouge. Kyle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Scoot. I was going to have something smart-alecky to say about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her weather machine.
Oh, go ahead and do it.
Well, I mean, I was wondering if maybe the Democrats found out at the last minute that the hurricane, that they had the hurricane headed towards some Democratic precincts instead of Republican precincts, and that's why they dialed down the speed and hit the reverse.
Oh.
You know. Yeah. Reverse cyclation of the hurricane, making it come down to a 3 from a 5.
It was reverse cyclation.
Reverse cyclation. That's a new one. Donald ought to get that one. I think I could hear him use that Saturday somewhere in Pennsylvania or wherever he's going to be. Look, man, but you hit on a point with that professor on the last hour. And y'all were so close. You were right. These people have their fears being fed by poison that they're hearing from people like Donald Trump, who is the king of conspiracies. But I've got news, too. Just like I said last time I called you, this isn't a referendum on Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. This is a referendum on we the people. Are you going to allow a man to tell you and believe it that doctors are committing murder on babies after they come out of the womb? Are you going to voluntarily believe that young boys are going to school and having their tallywhackers cut off and becoming girls at the schoolhouse? Are you going to voluntarily believe that immigrants are eating cats and dogs all over the place? If you are, okay, if you're doing that, you deserve every bad thing that ever happens to you in this life. And I'm tired of not guilt-shaming these idiots. They're idiots, Scoot. MAGA, you're an idiot. You're a Nazi, you're a racist, and you're an idiot if you're voting for Donald Trump. Have a good day, Scoot.
All right, Kyle, look, there are people who buy into the MAGA movement who are not racist. They're not Nazis. And I really don't want to get into name-calling on the show, although I know that's what some people think. In the same way that some people think that those on the left are just the opposite. But that's not true. And you know, we don't need to get into name-calling. You know, it's okay to oppose another side. You can disagree with the MAGA people. I have never called them idiots. I've never expressed hate toward Donald Trump. I've never spewed hate on this show. And all I have continued to do is talk about some of the things that I think you should know about when it comes to the election. You can vote for Trump if you want to vote for Trump. This is America. I'm not here to change your mind, but I am here to just talk about the topics of the day, the information, and so much of the information centers around Donald Trump. And Donald Trump himself wants to be in the news and puts himself in the news, and so we simply talk about that. Okay, again, we've got a lot of calls and texts to get to. Let's go to Julie in Metairie. Julie, you're on WWL. Oh, she just hung up. Okay, we'll take a break and come back. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming back with more of your calls. Stephen Miller is that really weird-looking alien kind of cartoon character-looking guy who's a top advisor to Donald Trump. He's been called a lot of things. Stephen Miller is offering advice. He's married now, but he was single for a while. He's offering advice for guys who want to pick up women. We're going to share that with you coming up. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1995, No Doubt released their breakthrough album, Tragic Kingdom. It included songs like Don't Speak and Just a...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Girl, and this was the moment that Gwen Stefani started on her trip to stardom. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. I mean, is anybody changing their mind? Is everybody pretty set on the election? I've got some new polling information out. This is the new New York Times Siena College poll. And the last poll that came out from this source in mid-September, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump were tied at 47. That was right after the debate. Where is it now? Harris leads Donald Trump 49-46% among voters most likely to vote. So, again, the polls are still very, very close. An Alabama Crimson Tide football fan called into the Paul Feinbaum show, and this was after the loss to Vanderbilt, and he made just the most unrealistic observation. He said that Alabama losing to Vanderbilt is like coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor. You know, I'd like to think that coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor is a hell of a lot worse than your team losing. But I think this is an indication that some people just put a little bit too much into sports. Stephen Miller is that weird-looking guy who is a big advisor, not supporter, big advisor to Donald Trump. He's been accused of being racist and misogynistic, anti-LGBTQ. He's been criticized for being, you know, that typical white guy who is against minorities and against everybody. Stephen Miller is offering some dating advice to young men. He says he's married now with a child, but it wasn't that long ago when he was in the dating scene. And he said the best thing that you can do, if you're a guy, the best thing you can do is to wear Donald Trump attire. He says, show women that you are an alpha male. Show women that you are confident. Show women that you are the man by wearing things that indicate that you're voting for Donald Trump. Anyway, that's some advice some of you might want to accept. Donald Trump used to be friends with Howard Stern. He used to be on the Howard Stern show all the time. Well, Howard Stern is supporting Kamala Harris. And now Donald Trump is calling Howard Stern a beta male. He said he made a fool of himself with his low-rated radio show, when he interviewed Lion Kamala Harris, and he asked her softball questions, and even she was embarrassed. Stern asked Harris if he wins, God forbid, would you feel safe in this country? Would you stay in this country? Wait a minute. If she wins the election, would she stay in this country? I hope if she wins, she will stay in this country. You know, I looked it up, and Howard Stern's audience has really shrunk. It's a lot lower than it used to be. And I listened to Stern the other day, and I wonder if too much of the stuff is inside, if there's a younger generations out there that may not get all the people who work on the Howard Stern show, and much of his show was just really about the people on the show. Now, I know the characters, so it's funny to me. And Howard Stern is one of the best interviewers in the country, in the media, whether it's politicians or entertainers. He is a phenomenal interviewer. So I respect him, but I was surprised to see that his audience has dropped down a bit. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Metairie and Pierre. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I thought Howard, what's his name, Stern was dead. I didn't even know.
His audience at one point, his audience was like 20 million. And now I forget what I read. I just read this the other day. I think it's below 10 million or around 10 million. So it's a lot less than it used to be. I guess there's a lot of competition out there. But also, when I tuned in, I felt like maybe he was doing too much of the same old stuff. He's not as dirty as he once was. But there was something about Howard Stern, you know, you couldn't drop the F-bomb and you couldn't say certain things. And it was kind of interesting because he had to hold back on those things and couldn't say it. Now that he can say everything, I don't know if it's quite as entertaining because the F-bomb is dropped all the time. But anyway, let's get back to your topic.
I wanted to talk about your comments earlier about immigration. And I'm looking at the Pew Research Center analysis on U.S. Border Patrol records. And you're right. The numbers have dropped, but they've dropped from crazy high to just horrible high. There were 58,000. And let me also quibble about this. The word migrant is inaccurate. A migrant means whether it's a human or a butterfly or a bird, they go back to where they started. These people who come in and who have been called illegal immigrants are not going back to where they come from. They're coming and staying. So that should be an immigrant. Now, maybe that's
this is just my opinion, Pierre. I think that Republicans have given them the name migrant because it sounds more menacing than immigrant. I think they started calling them migrants.
Immigrant, because it means they're hanging around. But anyway, the point I wanted to make was this. During Biden's administration, up through the end of 2023, every quarter of his 3 years at that point was higher. Every quarter was higher in number of immigrants than the highest quarter of Trump's four-year administration. Now, December of 23, this past December, the month of December, 249,000 illegal immigrants. Now, right now, the last reported is August of this year, a month and a half ago. It's still 58,000 people in a month.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Pierre. The number is still ridiculously high. It's lower. It's reached its lowest point in 3 years, but it's still extremely high.
So the question really is, why did President Biden permit these border crossings in his first 3.5 years of the administration?
I don't know.
Not that they've dropped now, but what was he doing 3.5 years ago?
It doesn't seem as if he was doing very much. Yeah, we know that there was that attempt with that bipartisan bill, but overall, throughout his administration, Biden never presented the image that he was really doing something really strong and powerful to do something about the border. And that is something that Biden and Harris own. I don't know how much power she had in terms of policy as vice president, but you know, there's no secret that you know, Biden was very, very ineffective, negligent when it comes to the border.
Biden had said that Harris was instrumental in the policy decisions of his administration, and she repeated the same thing.
Yeah,
he explicitly made her border czar.
He didn't make her, Pierre. Let's stop, Pierre. He didn't make her border czar. I mean, we've talked
about the words.
We've talked about this endlessly. He didn't make her border czar.
All I can tell you is if you Google it and watch the video, you see those words coming out of the president's mouth.
The media gave her the nickname border czar. I guess he picked up on it, but I don't think he initially made her border czar. Look, that doesn't matter. I don't know what you're trying to say here, except that the border is a mess. It's a crisis. It has been, and I think it will be. And I'm not sure what Trump will do if he's elected to stop it. And if Kamala Harris wins, she better figure out a way to do something about the border, because it's a crisis. It's a problem.
Can I say one last thing?
Sure.
One of the reasons given by Pew for the decrease has been actions of the Mexican government, not the U.S. government, but the Mexican government in prohibiting these crossings.
Well,
now,
we have always...
I think that Biden...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think the U.S. has made some changes very recently, but most of this credit has to go to not just Mexican, but Central American governments that have been much more aggressive in limiting border crossings, because Mexicans don't want the cross-through traffic from Central and South America.
Right. And I think one of our strategies was to try to get the Mexican government all along to do more about the border crossings. Pierre, look, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to look this up again, but it's my understanding that the media gave her border czar credentials.
You don't really need to look it up. If Pierre has seen a video clip somewhere of Joe Biden referring to Kamala Harris as the border czar, fine. But it does not mean that Kamala Harris had any authority over border security. That was not part of her job. And it's kind of ironic and interesting that just a few seconds later, Pierre says the reason border crossings have gone down is because of the actions of the governments in Central and Central America and Mexico. Because we did appoint somebody to go to those countries and meet with those leaders and figure out how to reduce the need for out-migration in those countries.
Right.
That individual was Kamala Harris.
Right.
So if you're crediting those governments for taking more action to reduce border crossings, I don't know how you can do that without also acknowledging that part of the pressure campaign from the United States government was through Kamala Harris's office. That was her job. When people say she was, you know, put in charge of the border, she was the border czar, that is not what she was meant to do. She had nothing to do with border security. The actions actually happening at the little tiny line between the United States and Mexico had nothing to do with Kamala Harris's role. Joe Biden gave her the job of figuring out the root causes and helping those Central American countries reduce that. And it seems like she did.
And it's just amazing that you know, once people grasp something, it is almost impossible to get them to think about anything else, even if what they believe is a total lie. So, you know, we'll continue to do the best we can to calmly set the record straight on all these things. Bill O'Reilly, formerly with Fox News, he was on a show on News Nation the other day, and Bill O'Reilly said that Republicans would like to blame Hurricane Milton on President Biden and Kamala Harris, but he says it doesn't matter what is the truth, because Republicans will believe what they're told to believe, and that's kind of sad to me. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get back to more of your calls. I saw a promo last night for the new movie coming up. It may not be out until Christmas, but there's a new movie coming out about Bob Dylan, and it's titled A Complete Unknown, and it stars young actor Timothy... Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet, really a talented young actor, and he plays Bob Dylan, and man, he looks like Bob Dylan. I can't wait for this movie to come out. It's going to be a great movie biopic. A complete unknown about Bob Dylan. It may not be out until Christmas, but it's on its way out. You'll see previews for that coming up soon. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this is sort of a sad day. It's the birthday of John Prine. He was born on this day in 1946. You may recall that when the pandemic hit, the COVID-19 pandemic hit, John Prine was one of the first, if not the first, entertainer, celebrity, musical artist to die from COVID-related issues. So John Prine would have been celebrating a birthday today. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Spencer Rattler starting at quarterback for the Saints. I'm excited about that. We talked about that on the show yesterday. Now that is official. We talked about this mosquito invasion. We discussed this earlier in the show. And we talked to Zach Lemon, who is the curator of animal collections at the Audubon Insectarium. And I was kind of asking the question, you know, you've got this bug that sucks the blood out of us. Why did God create the mosquito? I mean, what purpose does the mosquito have? And so in the conversation, Zach told us that mosquitoes are part of the whole ecosystem. And he said that if you took all of the insects in the world and put them on a scale, they would weigh more collectively than every human being in the world. And that includes Lizzo being on the scale. So I thought that was really, really profound. He didn't say that about Lizzo. I just kind of threw that in. But there are a lot of insects out there, and they're part of it. And he said that insects, you know, they start off in the water, so they end up being food for fish, frogs, and birds. But, I mean, why couldn't we just get rid of the mosquito and let him eat other things? I mean, there's other bugs out there for him to eat. There's a lot of bugs out there that don't bother us. You know, why do we have to have the mosquito? You know, it just sucks the blood out of us. Anyway, there apparently is a purpose for the mosquito. The mosquito is really hitting some areas around the New Orleans area really hard. I live in West End, and I haven't noticed a lot. I've been on my balcony. I don't notice a lot of mosquitoes. There are some, but I don't notice a disproportionate number of mosquitoes. But Diane Newman, our operations director, brand manager, sent me a text earlier, and she lives in the Bayou St. John area of Mid-City, and she said they are plentiful where she lives. Former President Donald Trump is continuing his campaign against the media. He's now saying that CBS should lose its broadcast license, and it should be up to the highest bidder. I wonder if he would try and be the highest bidder. He's really upset about an interview conducted by Bill Whitaker of Vice President Kamala Harris. And Trump is angry because the interview was taped and it was edited. Well, this is for time. It's for being concise. I mean, this is something that happens. But he sort of came up with this conspiracy theory that CBS News, because the interview was edited, that they're somehow working with the Harris campaign. Do you know how many interviews you've seen of Donald Trump that have been edited? Do you know how many interviews you've seen with Donald Trump, pro-Donald Trump interviews that have been edited and have been made more concise for purposes of time and for viewability? Yeah. This happens to Donald Trump with his interviews, too. All of Donald Trump's interviews are not live, and they don't go in sequential order necessarily. And it's not like beginning to end, the cameras are rolling. So this is a ridiculous charge against CBS by Donald Trump. And it scares me what Donald Trump might do with the federal agency, the Federal Communications Commission, if he's president of the United States. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, what you got?
Hey, Scoot. Hey, couple things. Number one, Lyle Lovett is playing tonight at Tipitina's, the second of two shows he's doing tonight at Tipitina's. I just want to let you know. Also, hey, I missed you at Gretna Fest. It was a great festival. The first day was a little rainy. I know traditionally you'll come and check out the Croatian American Society Oyster Booth where we're at, and we'll just have to do a rain check for next year. It was a great, great event. As far as Spencer Rattler goes, I know the sports show's about to come on. You know I'm a big fan of the band Rat. So when they drafted him with the two T's, I was like, oh, my God, I got to get the jersey. I got to block out the LER with some duct tape, walk into the Superdome with my Rat jersey on.
Cool.
But I will say this, considering our offensive line, Scoot, and the fact that we do need, and this is no slight on Hayner. I know he's been with us a year longer, but I just feel like Spencer Rattler, with his mobility and the fact that last year he played behind a very porous offensive line at South Carolina, he was used to running, constantly being on the run. I feel like he's actually going to handle this pretty well because, again, last year at South Carolina, after transferring from Oklahoma, he was on the run a lot. He got sacked a lot. He got pressured a lot. And sadly, our offensive line that led to this injury for Carr is going to have, Rattler or Hayner on the run. So anyway, Lyle Lovett is tonight at Tipitina's. Also, Black Crowes are this Sunday night after the Saints game at the Sanger Theater. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm just throwing it out there. So there are some good shows on the horizon there.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for that that information. Yeah, I'm excited about Spencer Rattler. I am. In fact, Spencer Rattler being in the lineup, the focus is on him. I hope he relaxes, and I hope he just appreciates the moment. I mean, it's his turn. Yeah, I hope he doesn't try to do too much. I hope he just goes out there with reckless abandon and just plays the way his instinct tells him to play and doesn't try to do too much. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL. Hey, look, I thought Lizzo was really proud of her weight, and now I've learned that she's lost a lot of weight. Well, that's cool. See, I always thought Lizzo was just proud of being big, and that's why I said what I said. I guess I should have said, and Donald Trump was on the scale as well. All right, Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve coming up next. I'm sure they'll be talking about Steve Rattler being the starting quarterback for the Saints. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, Chris Miller, and Joe Cardosi. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.